today. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, this week, we had our friends. Can keep that music going, bro. Pull us into the gun debate again. So what we're going to do is pull up Larry Pratt, the best of the best. You know, Larry Pratt, the guy that spanked Piers Morgan.
Good old Pierce.
Pierce Morgan. He just spanked him good. As a matter of fact, I'll play a little video audio for you in just a minute here. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio if you'd like. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. It's got a video posted with Piers Morgan, schooled by Larry Pratt. I'm going to ask Larry, did he use a paddle? Did he use a ladle?
Mm-hmm.
A wooden spoon?
Right,
what did he
belt?
Use when he spanked Piers Morgan?
Yes.
But again, if you'd like to check that out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, this show is yours. You pulled me into it this week. You guys called. We had about, well, within our hour last night, we had about 6 phone calls, so we took what we could take. Well, we had the time to take them, so we took them.
We took them, taking them.
Yes, we did. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. By the way, folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your little pretty little princess. She showed me a video last night, as a matter of fact, of her graduating, and she sang a song there, and I thought, wow, she was pretty foxy back then.
Foxy? Are you insinuating that I'm not foxy
well,
now?
I was asking for my wife back.
Well, you know, you're going to make all the Daughters of Liberty very angry right
well,
now.
We don't want to do that. So, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As we always say in the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of Christ. Now, as Bradley mentioned, we're going to get into the whole gun issue here in just a few moments. But before we do, you know that Bradley was out touring a couple weeks ago now in Mississippi and also in Memphis, Tennessee. And we just received a great response from the Tri-City Tea Party. Her name is Maureen Gafanti. She said, over a month later, we are still getting feedback praising Dean's talk to our group. I have listened to him for hours, is what we hear. I could have listened to him for hours. Also, I really enjoyed Bradley Dean. He could be the next big deal in talk radio. And another response they had was, I like that he's very aware the government is confusing kids by distracting them. I was pleased to learn that some people traveled over an hour to come to our meeting just to hear Bradley.
Did they know that we traveled over 3 hours by airplane and then probably
that's right.
a couple so hours
like
by
thousands
driving.
Of yeah. miles. That's a little different comparison. Yes, very
yes.
much so. And she said, we enjoyed and appreciate your speaking to our group. Hope to hear you again. So that was from the Tri-City Tea Party.
I want to try to get to this before we pull Larry up.
So sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. You can just get to it. I'll just make sure we get those on by the
folks,
show.
Again, you guys pulled me into this gun debate, and so I suspect that when Larry gets on the phone with us in just a couple minutes here, you're going to inundate these phones with your calls. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Here's Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America spanking Piers Morgan. I'll let it play out until the break.
Guns come safety if the guns are in the hands of the good guys. And when you say the good guys can't have guns, the bad guys have a monopoly, and horrible things such as the shooting at the schools take place.
The AR-15, as we've now seen from the last three mass shootings in America, Aurora, the shopping mall in Oregon, and now at Sandy Hook School, is the preferred choice of weapon for disturbed young men who want to commit mass atrocity. It can fire hundreds of bullets at rapid speed if you have the right magazines. The President of the United States has indicated he wants to ban assault weapons like this. What is your view?
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves. The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders. The solution is for people to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime and not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
What you just said, Mr. Pratt, was an absolute lie. The gun murder rate in countries like Britain or Germany or Australia, who've all suffered massacres many years ago of similar nature, have they are 35 people killed a year. Your country
your murder
is
12,000. Your murder rate is lower than ours. That is true.
Lower?
Your
it's 35 crime, against 12,000.
Your violent
in Australia,
crime rate,
they had a
your
massacre,
violent crime rate is higher than
weapons.
Ours, as is the violent crime rate in Australia. America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably
That's a great way
stupid
to put it.
Man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element. And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't do it. You don't
that's such a great point.
I'm sorry, but have you noticed that that's all Piers Morgan has done, folks, is shout and
argument.
Shoot. It's always about the revolution. It's never about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's shout and shoot. That's all he does is sling and slang names of accusation. And the bottom line is I stand on the side of Larry Pratt here and say, facts are stubborn things
exactly.
Here, dog.
Did he call Larry stupid?
Yes, he did.
He called him stupid.
Yes.
Well, that's very loving and tolerant.
Prevail over the criminal element.
I'll play it again.
And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't do it. You don't actually give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America? You don't actually care. All you
it
care
seems
about
to me that
is
facts
the right
don't bother you,
American
do they, Mr. Morgan?
You would like facts, to see... Well,
facts don't seem
this.
To... They bounce right off of
no,
your
no, let's
head.
No, deal with
you're,
some facts.
You're speaking oblivious to... What we do know is that when you go to an area in the United States where guns are freely available, readily able to be carried legally, there you find our lowest murder rates, lower than the murder rates in Europe. You go to our cities where we have cracked down on guns, and people can't defend themselves, and that's where the criminals have a field
day. How many guns did Mrs. Lanza have in her home?
I don't know how many she had, and that really is not the point.
Well,
the point is, somebody
you.
With
she
evil
had,
in his...
She had six guns, including four assault rifles, and what happened was her deranged son... Who clearly was very
her evil son. Her evil son.
It doesn't matter what you call him.
We shouldn't be. Well, I think it matters because if you believe and understand that there is evil in the world, then you don't try as your first line of defense to solve it psychiatrically. You protect yourself with a gun.
That's a great way to end it right there. Ooh, we got Larry Pratt
folks,
coming on.
We got Larry Pratt coming from Gun Owners of America in just a couple minutes here, folks. You got Bradley and Stephanie. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we're going to get Larry Trout on the phone in just a couple minutes here. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. This all started, just so everybody understands what's going on here. We got pulled into this, I don't want to say debate because it's not a debate when you stand on the side of law.
Discussion.
That's about it, right?
Yeah. Well, there's really nothing to discuss.
We played a piece of gun-grabbing Connecticut Lieutenant Paul Vance and a woman confronting Paul Vance, asking if he would come door-to-door to confiscate if they were to refuse to disarm. And what Mr. Paul Vance, the demigod himself, so thinks he, he started to sling names at the woman, making reference to the Constitution of the United States of America, calling her un-American for reciting the Constitution of the United States. And then she asked him the question, and I'll play this in just a little bit here, if he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And then Mr. Paul Vance himself, Lieutenant Paul Vance in Connecticut, said he didn't want to talk about the Constitution. So I would expect that when we roll forward here, you're going to go ahead and inundate us again like you did yesterday. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We got Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America joining us today on Sons of Liberty Radio. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
All right. Good to be with you, sir.
Yeah, I just actually played a video, audio for the radio listeners, of course, from CNN, where you're actually literally spanking Piers Morgan. And Larry, we had to ask you the question, did he actually call you stupid on television? Is that what he said?
Very stupid.
Very stupid. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's interesting how he could do nothing but sling names at you. Literally.
Well, he was hurting himself, as I'm sure you concluded. And maybe the one that wasn't very bright was Piers Morgan.
Apparently.
To behave that way. It was so obvious even to his fellow liberals at CNN who were aghast and embarrassed. That's what I learned through our booker, who had gone back and set me up with another show with him. And then I did a show with Alan Colmes, you know, a big liberal, a very nice guy, by the way, but uber liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And off the air, he said, Larry, you know, I agree with everything that Piers was saying, but frankly, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's so interesting. As you said, those facts are stubborn things, as John Adams rightly said. And when you're looking at the statistics, as you were talking about during that interview, of those homes and those places where it's mandatory for law-abiding citizens to have guns, how the crime rate plummets. And that's just, it's just too much for them to understand and comprehend, I guess.
They don't want to understand that because
exactly.
They don't like the idea of an armed citizenry. And I think they're too... almost lost the phone. Some of them are convinced that we're too irresponsible to be trusted with such a dangerous instrument. In spite of, as you just pointed out, the low, much lower murder rates and violent crime rates where ownership of guns abounds and particularly where they're freely carried in public. So that's one thing, but they, of course, don't get the idea that we have a Second Amendment, not even really because of self-defense, but because that's the way we would, God forbid, have to keep the government under control.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that once. It was called the War for Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope not to ever have to do it again. But without those firearms, the Second Amendment becomes toothless.
That's exactly right. What
yeah.
did George Washington rightly say? They become the people's liberties teeth?
Something. Now, he may or may not have said that, but it's an accurate assessment all the same. And well, frankly, when people start making the argument that we can't be trusted, I begin to think that maybe the authorities can't be trusted.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I think that's the whole perspective as to, you know, the perspective the American people are taking today is, you know, something seriously wrong. I mean, we have an attorney general trying to brainwash the next generation into believing that, you know, guns are bad, yet they can have them for some reason. You know, case in point, this just comes to my aid right now, Larry. When you go to the UN building, there's a pistol outside. I think it's a 38. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But it's the end of the gun, the nose
it's
of the
snubbed.
Gun is snubbed. It's
mm-hmm.
tied in a knot. But if you walk inside of the UN building, you have armed guards protecting the people that are actually trying to disarm the American people.
Yeah, I'd like these folks that are for disarming us to lead by example.
Yes.
Exactly.
You mean, is that what leadership does? I think it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a little thing on Facebook saying, you know, all of our, you know, the president is protected with the use of arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his children are protected with the use of arms. You know, all these congressmen and congresswomen, they're protected with the use of arms. So they want to be protected and have their children protected and themselves protected. But us normal average citizens, we don't have the right to protect ourselves, which, of course, we do. But the logic behind it and the thinking is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, ironically, the president's daughters attend a school run by pacifists.
Hmm.
So the guards are armed,
yep.
But and I think there are, I've heard of, you know, maybe as many as 40, because they're all over the campus,
mm-hmm.
And it's not a soft target.
It's the definition of hypocrisy.
So they're taking care of business. But meanwhile, you and I are not really that important. We're expendable, is what they're saying without saying it.
Yes. Exactly, and that's the message.
Let me go to Article 2 real quick, Larry. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, not be violated. And in saying that, I want you to lay this upon the rock of Christianity. And I just wanted you to give Christian perspective. And how would you explain Christians advocating their rights to bear arms?
Well, if you go to the website for Gun Owners of America, it's gunowners.org. We have a section in there. It's called Fact Sheets. And when you open that section up, you go down. I think it's in 1999 that we've posted what does the Bible say about gun control. And in that it's about 20 pages if you were to print it out. In that document, I made the argument that everywhere you look in Scripture, there is a positive connotation to the use of lethal force in self-defense. Now, the Scripture is quite careful to say that it has to be genuinely self-defense, but if we're under attack, then during the time of the attack, and only during the time of the attack, we're free to use whatever means are necessary to stop that attack and the threat to our persons or our lives. And whether you look at, well, perhaps the first case that I can think of is one almost of silence, it relates to capital punishment, which is another thing that sometimes a Christian pacifist doesn't want to have to deal with. When Cain murdered his brother, we're never told what was used. Mm-hmm. It wasn't important to God to mention that. And that it makes it seem to me that it's not important today what somebody uses to commit a crime. If he commits a crime, he commits a crime. And if he murders somebody, whether he uses a baseball bat or a .38, murder's murder. And the instrument is of indifference. And so that's on one side. On the other, we have Nehemiah leading the men of the city being rebuilt, a trowel and a sword, if you will, one in each hand, at least figuratively. Mm-hmm. And they were out there working armed in case they were attacked by some of the renegades, the guerrilla renegades really being sent in by their former captors.
Well, it's interesting the way that
hated their guts.
It's interesting that Jesus himself even said, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. That's what's incited oftentimes when we bring our soldiers back that come back in boxes, namely coffins, before they bury them 6 feet under the ground and put a Christian cross over the top of their heads. They were at length defending America in our interests, upholding the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And it's also interesting that Jesus is the shepherd, and he talks about in John 10 where he lays his life down for the sheep. You know, it's interesting that these people that were, you know, that were, I don't want to say debating, that we're going back and forth with, and we know what they're about. It's totalitarianism, and it's a criminal mindset to disarm the American people. But it's interesting that it was Jesus that said, it's the shepherd that protects the sheep from the wolves. He doesn't just open the door up and allow the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. And it really comes back to the basis of this and the premise of this, common sense. I mean, when you walk down the street and you see a woman wearing a little button on her shirt that says proudly disarmed, there's something seriously wrong with that mindset, because she is literally announcing to the world that she is disarmed. Go ahead and violate me. Now, what we're going to do, friends, we're going to come right back with Larry Pratt. You can give us a call, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on sonsoflibertyradio.com here. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. We have online with us right now, friends, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, 1-866-233-0747. You may know him as the individual on CNN, Communist Network News, as spanking Piers Morgan publicly, openly, and without shame, using facts. And so in saying that, now is your opportunity, 1-866-233-0747. Larry, I got to throw this at you real quick, because what happened during the week, I got pulled into this whole issue out in Connecticut there with Lieutenant Paul Vance.
And there was a nice guy.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Wonderful.
He calls himself the Master, Larry. Did you know that?
I saw that, and that was an outward expression of what I think all too many of our ruling class are thinking. They are convinced that they're the masters, they're the rulers, and you and I were born to be ruled. And he was just a particularly thoughtless and ugly expression of an all too commonly shared view. That's what Congress and our other legislatures in our country are premising their actions on, that they can do whatever they want. As the president said, I won. I've got a pen and a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so off we go to the races.
That's the great wonder of the age in America, Larry.
The beautiful thing about Connecticut is that at least 100,000 people, maybe more depending on how many guns are owned per a gun that hasn't been spoken for by somebody registering it, that's a lot of people that have not registered.
Right.
As the legislature stamped its little sweet foot and said, you will come and register. Well, a lot of folks said, the heck you say? We're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they haven't figured out how they're going to proceed. Are they going to go door to door in 100, 200, 300,000 doors? And when they do that, are they sure that nothing untoward will happen?
Mm-hmm.
This is really a big deal. And they've made themselves
a very difficult situation, and it's pretty clear they don't quite know what to do about it. How do they get out of the mess they've put themselves in?
Well, a government that doesn't enforce the law is no government at all. And it, what's interesting here, and I want to put...
I want to bring something up. My sister's pastor, Dan Parent, Rick Parent, excuse me, I know too many parents. He's a PCA pastor up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And he wrote a piece on this very issue, and here it is. I'm going to read a paragraph from his writing on this. Actually, there is also biblical precedent for resistance. He's, of course, referring to our independence.
Yeah.
In 1 Samuel 13, Israel has fallen on hard times. The Philistines live on Israel's border, now the Gaza Strip, and dominate their cities. They decree that no Israelite may possess a weapon. The law states that Israelites must go to a Philistine who have a plow sharpened or a blacksmith work done. This is to render the Israelites impotent to throw off the Philistine tyranny. But let's see. They, brave men, trusting in the presence of God to help them, nevertheless rise up to meet the oppressors in battle. They possess only two swords among them, Jonathan and his father. One of them is the hand of Jonathan, the son of Saul. Accompanied by his only servant, Jonathan attacks the Philistines single-handed and prevails. Now, this is the part that was particularly acute. Earlier in Israel's history, in a similar time, with no other weapon at hand, Samson took up the jawbone of an ass and struck down 1,000 Philistines. The battle for freedom never ends. Today, jawbones are in short supply. They are still firmly attached to the skulls of asses who wag them with threats to confiscate guns that were legally obtained and possessed in peace.
And
and even Thomas Jefferson said, "No free man shall be debarred the use of firearms." And who would know that better than our founding forefathers?
Well, I was just going to say that, Larry, because I want to put you in the hot seat, if I might. And if you don't want me to, just say you don't want me to put you in the hot seat. But when I look at our founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence, I mean, that is throwing off tyranny, and it's very clear what our forefathers did and why they did it. And so here we are today. What would you do if you lived in Connecticut and you had to deal with a Lieutenant Paul Vance today? What would you do, Larry?
I think I would be among the number that he's so upset about.
Amen.
It's an unconstitutional law that was passed, not only unbiblical, but unconstitutional. So just within the framework of the American legal structure, the police official is insisting on the enforcement of something that is illegal. It's null and void.
That's exactly right.
It's ultimately going to be turned down, I would think, even if it goes before the current Supreme Court. And for him to be so adamant tells me that he's really itchy to get hold of the people's guns. And I bet if he were to grab them first and then lose in court, I wonder if those guns would ever be found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no. It's very interesting, and it's very telling, too,
it, yeah.
When you're looking at a woman who's calling you with a legitimate concern and wanting to know, well, what would happen to my family? Would you arrest my husband? What would you do? When she's calling in and speaking to him, and he says, well, it sounds like, he goes, I don't want to hear and talk about the Constitution at all, he said. It sounds like you're the one that's un-American and unpatriotic. She's the one that's pointing her finger back at the Constitution, and we're seeing a lot in society today, judgment turned backwards, where those that are actually standing for the values that our founding forefathers possessed at the beginning of our nation, now they're the ones that are supposedly the bad guys, the ones who are unpatriotic. What do you say to that?
And it was that dear lady's telephone call that got under the officer's skin so much that he started repeatedly saying, I'm the master. I'm the master.
Yep. Well, no, it's true. Yeah. Hey, Larry, we got a couple more minutes. Friends, you got a couple more minutes with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. What are you seeing outside of the blatant attack from this administration concerning Article 2, the right to bear arms? What is it that you are most concerned about today? And what would you say to the American people to stand up and to begin to put the kibosh on this administration lawfully and legally?
I would say take heart, because we have seen signs of an enormous political pushback.
Amen.
If 2010 was a wave election, it's quite possible this year will be a tsunami election. There is an anger at the status quo and the kind of I'm the master talk that's been coming out of these people. Their mask has been removed, and people can now see them clearly for what they are. And all of the sweet, pretty words don't do anything when you can hear these folks shouting, I'm the master! I'm the master!
Yeah.
And so I see... starting last year in two special elections, recalls actually, in Colorado, in Democrat districts, the Democrats were tossed out and Republicans were elected to replace them. We saw Connecticut do what it's been doing for the last two, 3 weeks, just simply refusing to comply with an illegal law. I did an interview on my show that actually airs in about an hour and a half from now on the, you can go to gunowners.org and find it there. Walter Reddy lives in Connecticut, and he'd had some bad experiences already that we talked about, and then we got into the current situation, and all these people not registering their guns, and he is one of several conservative Republicans that have decided, I've had it, and he's challenging his rhino, his Republican liberal incumbent, with a primary challenge, and this is happening throughout Connecticut. There's a rising up, even in liberal Connecticut.
Yeah.
I think the conservatives that have probably been there all along but just felt so oppressed and what's the use, and well, I think whether it makes any difference or not, they're coming out of the woodwork this year, and they're going to be present and accounted for.
So keep in, hang on a second, Steph, just for the sake of time, because we've got less than 3 minutes left with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, 1-866-233-0747. Larry, to leave this on a positive and to encourage our listeners, to embolden them, to empower them, can you explain what happened over in Colorado? Because it didn't seem to work out too good for those reps over there that wanted to play the demigod.
Right. There was a party line vote to impose a package of very strict gun control laws on the people of Colorado. One was an unemployed tradesman that led the petition drive in one of the districts to get a recall election on the ballot for his state senator. And the two state senators were the president of the Senate and the chairman of the committee that had ramrodded the gun control package through the legislature, shut the debate off, wouldn't let the opposition talk, really got people ticked just at that alone, let alone the law itself. So they got the petitions signed by a requisite number of people and then some. The elections were held last year. These two were recalled, and the one gal, the committee chairman, that had been particularly obnoxious, was defeated in Pueblo. Now, Pueblo, Colorado, is kind of like San Francisco on the Rockies. And she had a 12-point registration advantage, Democrat to Republican. She lost by almost the same amount. It was an enormous swing of the base vote. And I think that was indicative of what's likely to be coming this year.
Amen.
I think that's good to note because, like you said, we can take heart knowing that even in these very liberal places, people are rising up. So we need to be encouraged and not say, oh, what can we do? Listen, we're emboldened. Look at how these people are rising up where it's very liberal. We can do this as a nation if we all stand together on principle and what our Constitution says, not on, you know, unlawful laws.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, how's that working out for the state-run media who has less than a 21% approval rating, Larry? It's not working out, is it?
Going broke.
Yes, absolutely. Larry, how do people get a hold of you?
At gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org. Thank you very much for your time, Larry Pratt.
Thank you, Larry.
We appreciate you very much. Now, I think what happened is Larry...
And we just got a phone call coming in.
Okay. I think he was rock-starring it or something. See if Larry hold on for these phone calls. I don't know, maybe just the rock star thing going on here? Intimidation?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Maybe he had the rock star thing going on here, Steph. He intimidated.
Well, and maybe people were so interested
today
in all the good information, they're just sitting back and absorbing it.
But right when we said goodbye to Larry, guess what happens? The phone line starts to light up, friends, a little too late.
That's
a little
right.
Short on the slow on the uptake. Sorry.
I got to make a whole point here on this gun issue. You know, Charlton Heston, he had a good quote, and he said, "You know, a gun. There are no good guns. There are no bad guns." Any gun in the hands of a bad man is a bad thing. Any gun in the hands of a decent person is no threat to anybody except bad people. I think a lot of times we shy away from a little common sense. The gun itself is neutral.
I think what it comes down to, Stephanie, is I think that people are so sheepish that they will allow the government to do whatever they want to do until the point that they can do no more, in the sense of when they're painted up into a corner because they've allowed their conservatives to do this, their representatives to do this, to put their backs up against the wall. I think that they just kind of, you know, waste away time until there's nothing left that they can do. And by the way, that's exactly what happened back in the times of Germany.
They said, well, you know, I can't say anymore that it can never happen here. It could happen here and soon, and you start to see this slow takeover. Well, why would they do that? It was just a slow takeover.
But praise God, we got good people
across the United States
of America that are waking up and they're saying, no, I don't care who you think you are. You derive your consent powers, the just powers that you have from the consent of the governed. You do not rule the roost. You are my employee. See, that's what's happening across the country, friends. And thank God we have Larry Pratt out there. By the way, Larry Pratt, for those that did not know, I've known him for quite a few years, and he's one of those guys that has the spirit of a forefather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't back, you know, I wasn't around 200 years ago, 238 years ago, but I know enough from studying that this mind that's in Larry Pratt belongs mm-hmm. to what he was
you know, basically established through and by, because he acts out what I study. He talks, and he walks in the spirit of a forefather.
Yeah,
there's just no getting away from it when you do your due diligence. He's talking the walk and walking
right.
the talk of our forefathers.
And it's common sense wisdom, too. It's not something I think our forefathers were very intelligent men, but they were grounded in principle first and foremost, and they were rooted in principles of Christianity, but they just had common sense. They walked and acted out
but
their common sense.
But just keep in mind, the Constitution wasn't established. They wrote the Constitution, and our forefathers, they sat under Puritan preachers, many of them
exactly.
under 1,500 sermons, friends. So what was the spirit that was driving them to give them a Constitution that liberated the people? It's only Christ that makes men free.
That's right.
Tyrants don't make men free.
That's right.
And we need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And if you look at our,
Declaration of Independence, friends, that's it's a ton of usurpations concerning the king who wasn't fit to be a king over anybody, friends.
And you know,
read the Declaration of Independence.
If you think about it, let's look at the surrounding in which our revolution happened, in which the Constitution was formed. They were fighting against tyranny,
yes.
a tyrant. So who
yes.
would know better than our founding fathers about the right to bear arms? Why would it be so important then to put it in?
that's why they had the arms.
Exactly.
Because they were throwing off tyranny in the act in the face of a tyrant.
That's right.
And keep in mind, friends, back in the 1700s, 1600s, all the way back up to the time of Christ and all the way back to our revolution, it was the heroes of the revolution concerning our country were the preachers, the Black Regiment, that were armed preachers going around warning the people in the colonies. And so were the Sons of Liberty, by the way, the Samuel Adams, the John Adams, the James Otis, the Patrick Henry, the John Hancocks, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys that were out there warning the colonies and equipping the colonies as to how to defend themselves and how to throw off the chains of a tyrant.
That's right, and this is what they had to say. George Washington, the father of our country, who fought for our country, our first president, said, "A free people ought to be armed." Benjamin Franklin said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Thomas Jefferson, as I mentioned earlier, "No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms." And Thomas Jefferson also said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." You know, we always say, it's just for your security.
Oh, it's always that.
Yeah, you ever call
in? Wait. What made you my sovereign? My
exactly.
sovereignty is found in my Father, which is in heaven, and through his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Ghost. You are not my sovereign. And I am here to govern myself because I obey my sovereign. That's what makes me free. And what makes me free is the Son of God.
That's exactly right.
Whom the Son maketh free is free indeed.
That's
where
right.
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's not outside of that. And not outside of the confines of what God said when he said, "Thou shalt not."
That's right. And the other side of that, George Mason said, to disarm the people, that was the best and most effectual way to enslave them. If you look at countries where they have been disarmed, what happens? Total genocide, the murdering of hundreds of thousands of people yeah. because they did not have the right to defend themselves, protect their families. You know, as Larry mentioned,
and it always started out the same way. We're just here to protect you. It's for your security. We want crime to stop. Well, friends, again, when you look in America today, you see Hollywood teaching them how to commit the crime, the American people how to commit the crimes. This did not pass the muster test to show people or the younger generation or even the older to allow these movies to be played in the eyes of the people. And by the way, it was the church that used to vet all these movies before they would release mm-hmm. on the populace in the first place. Now they're allowing Hollywood to teach your kid how to commit the crime, and then you have these politicians, these gun grabbers over here after a crime is committed saying, "Let's get rid of the guns," rather than let's educate the next generation how to be armed and how to protect themselves
yep.
because we're in this together. No, that's not what it is. You have a government that's saying, "We're not in this together. We're against the people, and we mean to rule over you. We are demigods." And I'm here to tell you today, friends, along with Larry Pratt and any other patriot in this country, that ain't going to fly on my watch.
That's right. And, you know, we talk about the militia a lot, too, in the program. I found this great quote today. It's by Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, representative. He said, "What
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, the
wow.
most liberal place in the yep. world now. But he said, what, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. And if we look at it, you know, all males from the ages of, I believe it's 17 to 45, they are the militia. We have the right to bear arms to keep our government in check. Sorry, you deer hunters, it's nuts. You can go deer hunting and shoot Bambi, and so you can protect yourself from a tyrannical government and also your family. Because you know what you're going to do? As Larry Pratt mentioned in that interview, you know, over in Europe where they're taking away their guns, they wait for 20 minutes for a police officer to get there upon the dead bodies.
When I was in Florida, I talked to some people in England right where they implemented an illegal act by disarming the people over in England. And they said sometimes you'll wait up to 45 minutes. And then this lady said if they come at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, just to show you that the government is not for the people over there. There was an elderly woman, because the elderly are under attack now because they have no means to defend themselves from them that are breaking or want to break into their house to commit crimes against them. Well, one individual, an older lady, because she was not going to pull down her means of defenses, she put up chicken wire around her fence because her house was broken into repeatedly. And the government took her to court. I kid you negative, friends. The government, this is the European form of government, friends. It is a scary mindset. It is criminal in every sense of the word. But what she did is she put chicken wire around her house, and in the process of doing that, it was the government that took her to court. When she went to court, the judge said, you need to remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders.
Oh, my goodness.
I kid you negative. Now, folks, if you want to subject yourself to that European UN one world government mindset, you go for it. But that ain't flying on my time. And nor will it fly on any God-fearing period in this country. Because, again, we are not subject. We're not to Egypt. Pharaoh is not the ruler. Brother Jesus Christ broke his back on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, and he bled that battlefield red with his blood. And when I take a look at Christ evidently crucified and set forth before mine eyes, I'm telling you what, I'm going to stand up against everything that meant to put him up on that cross in the first place. But it starts with me acknowledging that it was my sin that put him there. But when I'm repentant and I'm born of the Spirit of God, I overcome and I stand against everything that put him on that cross. And I ain't bowing.
Amen.
And as long as you don't bow, you don't burn. Friends, one more point really quick. What I want to do on the second hour of Sons of Liberty Radio today, I want to encourage the people. Now, encouraging means I want you to understand what's going on in your country. It was Saul Alinsky who said, in Rules for Radicals, a practical primer for realistic radicals, power is not only what you have, but what the enemies think you have.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what's going on, friends. See the lid off the state-run media and their little games that they're playing, their little deceptive games that they're attempting to play with the American people. Friends, they're not flying. So let me lay a premise during hour two on the other side of this break. But before we get there, I want you to hear this. Because this is found at the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. The 10thAmendmentCenter.com, which states, any agent of the federal government who attempts to enforce any act, order, law, status, rule, or regulation of the federal government upon a personal firearm, a firearm accessory, or ammunition, shall be guilty of a Class D felony. Folks, they don't have the right. So therefore, if they don't have the right, and you do have the right, who's breaking the law? They are. So you enforce it, because you are the law of the Republic. Come right back after hour two with Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.